Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to look at our past. Why? Because we just passed April 30th, and on Tuesday, April 30th of 1968, the New York City police cleared Columbia University's Hamilton Hall of student protesters. And guess what? 56 years later to the day, they were clearing out Hamilton Hall again of protesters. What are the differences among those incidents? And what do we have to learn from the experience of 1968? Few better people to speak to about that than the editor-at-large of The Bulwark, the director of Defending Democracy Together, the host of Conversations with Bill Kristol. That's Bill Kristol, as a matter of fact. Bill Kristol, it is striking how much this seems to echo what was going on in campuses in 1968. But do you believe that this will have the same impact, which is what people called at the time of 1968 a backlash, that the protesters, the demonstrators, are going to end up damaging their cause rather than advancing it?
I mean, it's hard to know, and obviously all these analogies are a little problematic, and, you know, we had all kinds of riots, 68 assassinations and horrible stuff, and we're not at that level, thank God, yet, at least in 2024, I hope we don't get there, and trust we won't. But do you remember where you're old enough, you and I are old enough, do you remember where you were, more or less, on April 30th, 1968, do you remember Columbia being cleared, or other colleges?
I remember all of that. I remember all of that, and I remember I was part of the Robert Kennedy campaign during a leave of absence from college, and I was there for the assassination, unfortunately, at the Ambassador Hotel.
Cool.
So all of 1968, I remember how much Robert Kennedy and Allard Lowenstein, who was a leader of the Dump Johnson movement at the time, hated and resented the anti-American edge to some of the demonstrators who weren't not at all advancing the interests of the United States in the midst of a war that other young Americans were dying for. Right now, what is it actually, the message that these demonstrators are trying to send to their fellow citizens?
Yeah, no, I think it hurt Humphrey in 68 and voters to Nixon, and since it was a close election, then it could happen in a way this time. Even though the demonstrators were demonstrating against, of course, Lyndon Johnson and Humphrey's administration, that's the irony, right? You kind of sort of like Biden, he gets beaten up both ways. He's not stopping, if he could, the war in Gaza, and so the left is furious at him, and then other people say, well, he's too weak in denouncing these riots and so forth, and there's some stuff on the, and there are those people on the left anyway, and the left is the Democratic Party, and so they move towards Trump, so you kind of can't win either way. Humphrey was in that situation, I think, in 68, once he won the nomination, and Biden could end up that way too. But I very much agree with you on the, I've been struck talking to friends, and they're not representative, obviously, how annoyed, you know, offended people are by the behavior of some of these students, the kind of arrogance and smugness. Look, the Vietnam War was a war being carried out by the U.S. government. I mean, it was legitimate to protest it, obviously. Not just legitimate, but appropriate to protest it in the U.S. Taking over a building at Columbia is exactly the most obvious way that you're going to change Lyndon Johnson's policies, but it had an effect. And it was, again, it was at least related. What are they protesting here? They're protesting a very nasty war, granted. 10,000 miles away, that we have very limited leverage on. It was started by an attack, a brutal, horrible terrorist attack against Israel 6 months ago. In Vietnam, we thought we were doing the right thing, but we weren't obviously directly attacked. There was that one incident, right? The Gulf of Tonkin, by the North Vietnamese or anything. So it's really, people just, the idea that you're shutting down colleges, depriving other kids of the ability to finish the term or to study for their exams or just to walk through the campus or have a pleasant last month of their senior year. I mean, it's really, I'm struck how offended people are and how much damage it is doing protesters' own cause. I just heard something on the radio, I was just waiting to come on your show, that, someone on the left complaining about the police. Someone was annoyed that Biden didn't denounce the police today. I was thinking about that. And when they cleared Columbia in 68, there were real injuries. It was pretty rough, and that was partly police tactics and partly the protesters. Obviously, it was partly cops were different then, better or worse maybe, but they went in with their bully sticks, or call them their bully sticks, the bully clubs. I can't even talk anymore, that was how you kind of got people to move, right? Now they go in much more heavily armed. That puts off some people, I guess, a little bunch. But actually, there have been very few, to my knowledge, injuries or instances, even claimed ones of police brutality. I think the police have actually behaved very well in New York and elsewhere where they've been called on.
Well, they've been heroic. They study
the professionalization almost of the police, right? And they don't react when they're taunted and stuff is dumped on them even sometimes. And then then people on the left go, he's really misbehaved. But really, what evidence is there of that?
Yeah, well, again, what we have now is looking forward, and you mentioned this in your column in the Bulwark, we have another Chicago convention coming up. Do you think it's possible, and people who write the history of the campaign of 68 really believe that the divided Democratic Party at the Chicago convention with the demonstrators and the police and Mayor Daley shouting and using an anti-Semitic slur to attack Senator Ribicoff, who was speaking on behalf of George McGovern at the convention floor, with all of that going on, it basically killed the Democrats' chances for winning the election, for Hubert Humphrey winning the election. Do you believe that we are also going to have similar problems in the convention in Chicago this year?
It is a sort of full irony or something that's in Chicago again. I mean, it's a different place physically in Chicago, and there's only they've learned a lot about riot control, keeping the demonstrators 2 miles away from that new convention center. Not that new anymore, but newer. It wasn't there in 68. That was more downtown, the actual convention. So I suppose there are things they can do, but it could be a pretty nasty scene. And incidentally, it's not that the demonstrators couldn't decide at that moment to cause trouble elsewhere in Chicago, right? Colleges will be back, and they're coming back at least. Other places, they could stop traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. I don't know. I think the degree to which they will regard this among these, really left-wing activist, anti-American, anti-Israel, obviously, groups, as a chance to get publicity means they'll want to do certain things. And then in voters' minds, it gets kind of associated with, oh, this is what happens with Democrats that are there in power, and it's just kind of chaos. So I think there's a real risk of it hurting them. I mean, not to overstate how important 68 was, but Humphrey lost, and the Democrats probably lost, five of the next six presidential elections. I mean, they didn't have a good run after that for a while. And they looked like the party that was soft on law and order, anti-police, and so forth. I don't think that's going to happen this time because it's a different circumstance. But I'm glad Biden finally, could have done it a little earlier, speak up today and not criticize the police and make clear that violent protest, lawless protest is not the right form of protest or even civil disobedience.
Well, again, certainly it's the strongest statement we've had from the White House. Always strong statements from Bill Kristol, his most recent column about Back to 68, ? And it is a big question mark. Is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, we'll be speaking with Professor John Yoo, one of America's leading conservative legal scholars, about the right approach to Gaza campus protests and to the Trump trials, the many trials and tribulations of the leading competitor for this year's presidential derby. We'll be talking with John Yoo coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Headlines from Berkeley, California. Violence at UC Berkeley protest encampment results in injuries. Then another headline that says UC Berkeley's campus is in turmoil. It's unlike anything in recent memory. That's from Politico. And yet another headline, UC Berkeley pro-Palestinian encampment growing larger by the day. What exactly is going on, and what could a more effective university administration do about it? What a pleasure to speak, as always it is, to Professor John Yu, who is the Emmanuel S. Heller Professor of Law at the University of California at Berkeley, a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, and a non-resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He's the author of the best-selling book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. John, I understand that recently a member of the administration of, I believe it was the law school at which you teach, had his home broken into by a protester. Is that correct?
Michael, first, great to be with you. And what happened is that the dean, Erwin Chemerinsky, a famous liberal law professor in California, dean of my school, was hosting a dinner for graduating students. And these protesters snuck in, this was about 2 weeks ago, and went viral on TikTok and so on, broke in and disrupted the dinner and prevented the dinner, tried to prevent the dinner from going on, started getting up, giving speeches about Gaza. This is not school property even. This is not some free speech zone. This is somebody's private home. And the students, I think they crossed the line there because, and I think they like to, because they want to say, we're not going to obey any rules now. We're even going to follow you home. We're going to erase the line between your private life and your public life. And you can see the dean, Dean Chemerinsky and his wife, who's also on our faculty, very nice people, card-carrying liberals, I'm sure. They got visibly upset. And ask the people to leave, get the hell out. We're going to ask them to go.
What actually can or should a university do to calm down the situation? This is obviously right now with so many people in America doubting some of our elite institutions like the University of California. What can be done to try to convince Americans that there really are adults in charge of these great educational institutions?
That's a great question, Michael, and one we've been wrestling with because I've spent my whole career teaching. I like students. I've probably taught thousands of students, and I've taught hundreds of classes. I like most of the students, 99% of the students are good, hardworking people who are there to get education and get a head start in life. There's 1%, I think, or 2% of the student body who are engaged, who want to cause mischief. And if it's not Gaza, it's going to be something else. I think Gaza is worse. I see a very strong, obvious anti-Semitic motive in it. I'm not a guy who spends a lot of time on scholarship about the Middle East and Israeli-Palestinian conflicts, but I think I'm rather, I think I know quite a bit about what a normal person would know. And it seems utterly anti-Semitic to me what's going on. So my solution, maybe it's retrograde, but my solution would be we have to underscore higher education is so hard, actually, to create the right community, to create the kind of great universities we have, Michael. And I would say we should make clear education and access to that, that's not a right. It's a privilege. And if you're coming here and disrupting it, preventing other people from learning, from doing research, from exchanging ideas, then I say send them home. Refund, send them back to their parents with a refund check. Say, here's the tuition, and it's your problem now. Maybe you didn't raise your kids right to think that they should go to school and disrupt education and learning and ruin it for the entire community.
Okay, let me ask you a hypothetical question because you know the campus situation at Berkeley so very well. If these demonstrations were held in behalf of Al-Qaeda or in behalf of ISIS instead of being held on behalf of Hamas, do you think that there would be less backing for those kinds of demonstrations?
I'm not so sure. I hate to say it. I think that's why I think there's a anti-Semitic bias going on here. And so if it's anyone targeting Israel or Jewish right to have a state, I think you would see these same kind of. Unfortunately, part of it, I think the one benefit of it is, I think that you're suggesting this, Michael, is that the American people are seeing what's been going on our college campuses for some time. And I hate to say it, but I do think in a lot of our college campuses, their professors are educating students in this kind of Marxist ideology, this kind of woke ideology that teaches that, you know, Israelis are occupiers, that Jews are white colonialists. I find this just incredibly at odds with reality. So I have a different hypothetical I would pose, which shows you what would happen, that it's because administrators are scared of this, is suppose the Ku Klux Klan showed up on campus. Suppose you had students wearing white hoods harassing black students. Or suppose you had, other student groups harassing gay and lesbian students. I think those students, anybody who did that, be out of the university, expelled in a minute. But I think because it's this kind of, I don't know, this sort of fashionable Marxist ideology married to this kind of anti-Semitism, I think administrators are scared and they tolerate it. And then you're seeing the results, the chaos that results in places like Columbia and UCLA.
Meanwhile, the other focus and the other battle going on is a political battle. And it's a political battle concerning President Trump, who gave a very revealing, very controversial interview to Time magazine, and seems to be running into problems with his claims for freedom of speech, given the fact that there has been a, quote, gag order imposed on President Trump. Would President Trump, if we can continue the conversation, when we come back, would President Trump, if this goes up to the Supreme Court, be able to battle the fine of, I think it's $9,000 they're talking about, which is not a prodigious amount of money compared to the $83 million that in the E. Jean Carroll case he's actually required to pay. But what about that issue of Trump's freedom of speech? That's a profound legal issue that could well find its way to the Supreme Court. We'll be speaking to Professor John Yu coming up right here on the MedVet Show.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. Early Thursday morning, Los Angeles police cleared an encampment on UCLA's campus, resulting in the arrest of over 100 people. Meanwhile, Columbia University has announced that all classes and finals will be conducted remotely. The lawyer who represented the two women central to Donald Trump's New York trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film store Stormy Daniels, stated that the $130,000 $1,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election. On the stand, he emphasized it wasn't a payoff, it wasn't hush money, it was consideration. A lawsuit filed by an Oregon-based group of climate activists against the U.S. government has been dismissed by a U.S. appeals court. The group had argued the government's energy policies violated their rights to be protected from climate change. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's a new release from the Berkeley administration, University of California at Berkeley. How to protest safely is the heading. The university encourages all who engage in protest activity to protest safely, and then they have a list of suggestions for doing so. Speaking with John Yu, who is not only a distinguished legal scholar, but a veteran educator, who is very committed to his students and to the teaching process. John, one of the questions about what's going on campuses across the country, and I think people are increasingly beginning to ask these questions, if people want to set up an encampment that tries to show solidarity with Hamas, why is it necessary for the university to resist that and to break up those encampments?
Because I think in the areas where the university has set aside for free speech, I think you can have people come, protest, say whatever they want, but they can't do it in a way that impedes other people. And so when you have an encampment, you are excluding other people. So we've had cases, as I understand it, I've seen reports of violence at the Berkeley encampment where a Jewish student wanted to walk through this pro-Gaza encampment and video it, and he was attacked, physically attacked. He was punched, and he got it on video, and he reported it to the police. But that's what those encampments are. They're not just an expression of free speech, but they're an attempt to exclude other people and prevent them from speaking. And so, look, at the university, you know, we're not a free speech zone. We make all kinds of decisions that restrict speech. Like, I get to decide what's taught. You know, the students don't get to stand up in the middle of class and say, no, this class is not going to be about constitutional law. It's going to be about Hamas and Gaza. You know, we make those kind of decisions, but we also set aside places for students to express their thoughts and views because we think it's important at the university for people to exchange freely their thoughts because we never know what the right answer is. We want to have that debate, but people can't use that right in a way that harms other people, prevents them from speaking. And that's what's going on in these encampments. I think universities are, they should have cleared them immediately and keep clearing them rather than allowing them to stay in place and grow.
To the very best of your knowledge, with a very powerful country, Russia, attacking a former part of Russia that was seeking its independence, were you aware of any campus activity protesting the Russian invasion of Ukraine? Did that exist?
You know, I've been asking exactly the same thing, Michael. That's why I think this is anti-Semitic and aimed at Israel, because if it really were about civilians being killed in war, then why are people not protesting the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of civilians that the Russians are killing, have been killing in Ukraine war for the last 2 years?
Well, or the 750,000 minimum killed in the Syrian civil war.
Yes.
They estimate now it's 3 million people who've been driven from their homes in Syria. Okay, with all of this going on, we have the hush money trial proceeding in New York, and the gag order that Judge Merchant has imposed on President Trump. Will this survive constitutional muster with President Trump trying to make it a constitutional issue?
I hope it doesn't pass muster. But look, this is a question of first impression. This is something the courts have never confronted, because we've never had the prosecution, not just of a former president, but of a current candidate for the president, actually the one who's ahead, beating the incumbent. And so that's how we have to understand Donald Trump's speech rights. It's not just that he's a criminal defendant. We have to worry about him intimidating the witnesses, although I find that actually hard to believe, given all the things we know about the witnesses and all the discussion about them. But he's exercising his rights as a candidate. This is a political issue in the campaign, and that's the real core of the First Amendment, his ability for all of us to speak and debate so that we can govern ourselves. So I think this judge is way over his head, is trying to apply sort of a standard criminal law case, you know, a handbook that you would use for like a drug trial or a mafia trial, and he doesn't know how to handle a case that involves a former president and the Republican Party nominee, who's way ahead, you know, not way, but who's significantly ahead in the polls right now against the Democratic incumbent president.
Do you believe that this is going to delay a verdict in the hush money trial, or that this would be put off because of the question of President Trump's rights to speak against the process?
No, you know, I think that this judge is really, you know, got this case on the fast track. He's not interested in slowing down to consider any of these difficult legal issues and send them up on appeal. There are a lot of difficult, as we've discussed on your show, there's a lot of important constitutional issues, legal issues for this trial. And Judge Merchant could easily have suspended the proceedings and let those cases, those issues go up for resolution. Instead, he's driving as fast as he can to get to some kind of verdict and all these legal problems be damned.
And your anticipation about the verdict, or you're not sure?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I think you can see the prosecution strategy is not to really discuss or try to prove that this is really a violation of election law, which is what they said in the opening statement, but it's really to drag Donald Trump through the mud, right? To bring out all these facts and issues about, you know, hush money and trysts and payoffs and Bagman and all. I mean, it makes Trump look terrible. I mean, it makes him look you know, terrible to be caught up with these kinds of people. And I think the prosecution needs to get a unanimous jury. All you need is one person on that jury saying they refuse to convict. It's not that Trump will get acquitted, but, you know, have a mistrial declared. And then you have to ask, would the DA want to spend millions and millions of dollars retrying President Trump after he couldn't get a verdict the first time, when you see all this crime going up in New York City, you see all this violence on our campuses? Isn't there a better way to spend our law enforcement dollars?
Well, there's also a question, if they did have to do a second trial, or they didn't even want to do a second trial, it would almost surely run over into the next presidency, which could very well be presided over by Donald J. Trump.
Yes. Yes, that's a good point.
But Trump would have no ability. In other words, if he were elected president, would he be immune from a second prosecution on these charges?
It's a really interesting question, Michael. So if you look at the two federal cases being brought by the special counsel, Jack Smith, for federal crimes, if President Trump were to win, he could order the prosecutors to stop. He could fire Jack Smith and end the prosecutions. He could even pardon himself. Now, state prosecutions, though, as you point out, this is suggested by your question, the president can't pardon himself of state crimes, and the president can't order state prosecutors or city prosecutors what to do. So the best I think Trump would be able to do is ask for a delay until after his presidency were over, because this came up with Bill Clinton, right? There's this case, Clinton versus Jones. And Clinton made the claim, look, this is interfering with my ability to conduct the presidency. And the Supreme Court said, we're not going to give you an immunity. All we can do at best is say that the state and civil cases be scheduled in a way not to interfere with your presidential duties.
Uh-huh. And right now, his the interference with President Trump's presidential candidacy seems to be fairly obvious and fairly intense. John Yoo is always informative and always even-handed, and certainly would go along with some of those Berkeley official suggestions on how to protest safely. They do say, make informed decisions. If you choose to engage in civil disobedience and get arrested, know the potential consequences. Contact the Center for Student Conduct for more information. I think it's probably unfortunate that very few of the protesting students are going to contact the Center for Student Conduct. Professor John Yoo, the author of the fascinating and very amusing, often amusing book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. Coming back, more on rights to speech and President Biden's condemnation of some of the college demonstrations. We're coming back.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
That have been made public in colleges across the country that are clearly against the law. This is Clips B.
So let me be clear. Peaceful protest in America. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Vandalism. Trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest. Threatening people, intimidating people, instilling fear in people is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Dissent is essential to democracy, but dissent must never lead to disorder or to denying the rights of others so students can finish the semester and their college education. Look, it's basically a matter of fairness. It's a matter of what's right. There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. People have the right to get an education, the right to get a degree, the right to walk across the campus safely without fear of being attacked.
And it's very hard to disagree with what the president has to say. And in fact, one can only wish that he had said it earlier in this process. But he went on to specifically condemn campus anti-Semitism. This is clip 17C.
Let's be clear about this as well. There should be no place on any campus, no place in America, for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans. It's simply wrong. There's no place for racism in America. It's all wrong. It's un-American. I understand people have strong feelings and deep convictions. In America, we respect the right and protect the right for them to express that. But it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law. You know, make no mistake. As president, I will always defend free speech. And I will always be just as strong as standing up for the rule of law. That's my responsibility to you, the American people, my obligation to the Constitution.
And then the president was asked a question by a reporter. And yes, it's a very pertinent question. And President Biden gave a very direct answer. This is clip 9.
The protest forced you to reconsider any of the policies with regard to the region?
No. Thank you.
Mr. President, do you think the National Guard should intervene?
No.
Okay. This is fairly direct responses. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting that President Biden is going to be speaking on anti-Semitism at a Holocaust remembrance next week. Peter Baker in the New York Times reports that President Biden has made little effort so far to personally address the anti-Israel protests, frustrating some Democrats who want him to show more public leadership. President Biden, who has personally stayed relatively quiet during the college campus protests in recent days, plans to speak out against anti-Semitism next week at a ceremony hosted by the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's annual Days of Remembrance commemoration. The White House has just announced that. While his spokesmen have denounced violence and anti-Semitism on campus, Mr. Biden has made little effort before today to address the anti-Israel protests that have roiled colleges across the country, drawing criticisms from Republicans and frustrating some Democrats who want more public leadership. It sounds like they're getting that. And also, certainly, an overwhelming vote in the House of Representatives, with only a vote that went 4-1 in terms of the numbers, for the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. The principal author of that act, Mike Lawler, the Republican of New York State, released a video to social media about the passage of this legislation. This is clip 6.
I just want to say how proud I am that my bill, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, just passed the House of Representatives 320 votes to 91. This bill has broad bipartisan support and will begin the process of cracking down on the anti-Semitism that we've seen run rampant on college campuses all across America. This is a big day and a big win. Now we got to get it through the Senate and signed into law. I look forward to working to get this across the finish line.
Okay, he raised the idea that there were only 91 members of the House who voted against it. One of those members of the House was Rashida Tlaib, the gentle lady from Michigan, representative of Dearborn, Michigan, and other parts of the Detroit area. In any event, Rashida Tlaib spoke about her concern about what she considers to be repression of First Amendment protest rights. This is clip 5.
I am deeply concerned about the escalating repression of First Amendment protected speech and assembly on college campuses across our country. To all the elected university boards and appointed presidents, it needs to be very clear, your students' constitutional rights doesn't end when they enter your campus grounds. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to submit for the record the statements from the ACLU and from Bend the Arc.
Without objection.
In the ACLU statement, Mr. Speaker, it says, quote, as you fashion responses to the activism of your students and faculty and staff, it is essential that you not sacrifice principles of academic freedom and free speech that are at a core to the educational mission of your respected institutions. From Bend the Arc statement, protest, quote, protest is essential to our movement work and must be protected. And we firmly stand against anti-Semitism being used as an excuse to threaten free speech and criticism of university and U.S. policy. To be clear, criticism of American policy towards Israel is not inherently anti-Semitic. End of quote.
But double standards are inherently anti-Semitic, which is why anti-Zionism is the equivalent of anti-Semitism. What anti-Semitism says is that Jewish people, by virtue of being Jewish people, are more dangerous, more culpable, less entitled to fundamental rights and respect than other people. And anti-Zionism basically says that the Jewish people alone have no national rights, no right to a nation anywhere, quote, between the river and the sea, and basically lack the basic right to exist that other nations assume. The notion that Rashida Tlaib is concerned right now about too much sensitivity to anti-Semitism at a time when the anti-Semitic incidents, including violent incidents and incidents of property destruction and graffiti and threats, the fact that she denies that that is a problem, particularly on college campuses, is appalling. Another Democrat, much more positive, House Leader Hakeem Jeffries. He was asked about whether he and the Speaker, Mike Johnson, are forming a coalition government. He said, no, but our focus is on FAA reauthorization, the Farm Bill, and making sure we fund government. That all in advance of the fiscal year 2025 deadline. One can only hope that with the president speaking on the issue of campus chaos right now, that maybe there can be a bipartisan effort to try to basically marginalize some of the people who deny the basic right of Israel to exist or deny the basic goodness of the United States of America and our necessary role in the world as this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.